Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home. Hey everyone, welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. Today's episode, we are chatting with Melinda Mickshaw from The Relievery. Now, Melinda is a holistic health advisor, and her company, The Relievery, is all about ancient wisdom for modern lives. So basically, products to empower with time-honored practices in easy-to-use products for pregnant moms, mamas, and even for babies. And we chat about reflexology, essential oils, and basically self-care for mamas, which we are all about. And what I really love about Melinda and what she does is she presents self-care as this easy and practical thing and something to integrate into your lifestyle. So we chat all about that. So this is really great for you mamas out there who are looking for that natural approach in pregnancy, in planning for birth, and then even through birth itself. So listen in. There's some great gems in here for you, a lot of ancient wisdom. And then stay tuned for the end of the episode where I drop some goodies and treats that The Relievery is giving to our listeners. So stay tuned for that and enjoy.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, Melinda, welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast, and thank you so much for hanging out with us. We really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
So kick us off with just telling us like a couple things about yourself, who you are and what you do and what that means and why it's significant to our audience.
So I am a holistic health advisor, which means I'm certified in elemental reflexology, aromatherapy, detox practices, Reiki, basically all of the modalities that make up a holistic care practice. So I'm currently practicing reflexology, and we made socks, reflexology socks with our company, The Relievery. So that's my focus right now.
Now, before we jumped on this call, Sarah and I were checking out your website, and we watched the YouTube video on the socks. And those things are freaking cool. I like them.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just like it's a very simple concept, but it allows you to, you know, it would allow me to, you know, give Sarah a little bit of reflexology at home without, you know, needing to bust open a bunch of books and do all sorts of stuff, because you do everything right there on the socks. So pretty innovative.
Yeah, thank you. And that was exactly the idea, this idea of self-care and making it easy and practical for people to use at home, whether it's on themselves or if they have a willing partner, just to get in between those doula and doctor visits that you can help bring some relief to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're all about doing it yourself or doing it at home, whatever that is.
This is a very DIY show, yes. So that fits perfectly in.
Yes, yes. What I love, I mean, I'm thinking about the listener right now who's tuning into this. They're probably thinking something along the lines of, you had me at Holistic Health Advisor. And then whatever comes after that. Like, I'm thinking about the average listener of our show, you know, who are very into the holistic modality. A lot of them, you know, would describe themselves as kind of crunchy moms, because, you know, sometimes home birth falls under that category. So I love that.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think how you're making, I love that your site and what, like, a tagline with the Relievery is applying ancient wisdom to modern lives with reflexology socks, aromatherapy blends, and educational materials. Using that ancient wisdom in our modern lives, I think, is also something that Doing It at Home moms and our listeners are very interested in and tapping into, you know, that innate ancient wisdom of the female body to birth and know how to birth. And so everything else that comes along with that. So I love that you're providing a space and resources for those women.
Yeah. And that's the whole idea. This is kind of a movement into that self-care lifestyle and looking at healthcare more as self-care.
Yes.
Instead of depending on practitioners. You know, people really underestimate what their body is capable of doing. And if we give it the right tools and literally if we press the right buttons, you know, we can bring ourselves so much relief and comfort in a much more peaceful way. And if you get into this during pregnancy, just think of the opportunities that leaves for your child. You can teach all kind of self-care practices that can benefit them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, you start the example, right? And if it's something that's integrated into your lifestyle and you're experiencing the benefits, I mean, obviously baby feels and sees that and observes it. And it's like, it's going to pass on, you know, these habits, right? So I love that it's about start, you know, when you're pregnant and really lay that foundation. So I'm curious then, what are some of the biggest things that you recommend or you experience with pregnant women that you work with? You know, what are you teaching them to do throughout the pregnancy to, you know, use some of this ancient wisdom?
So our biggest thing is get on the self-care train. It's a great train to be on, whether it's reflexology. I know we're giving a map to your listeners that has some points that can help during pregnancy and the birthing process. We also have essential oils. We have developed a blend that's generally recognized as safe for pregnant people that can help with head de-aching. So I know that's a big symptom.
Yeah.
So that and just stay relaxed. You know, that's a huge thing, and it's probably much easier said than done. But that's another thing, is just bringing that awareness and recognizing how you feel, doing body check-ins, recognizing where you have some blockages and how you can do stretches or body tapping to move that along and bring comfort to yourself.
And this might be a question I could have asked a few minutes ago, I guess, but what is reflexology doing essentially? Like what is it and what are the points and benefits to it?
Okay, so let's just think about walking. Generally, you don't think about where you're walking, right? You're walking where your brains are telling you to go. This is only possible because there's hundreds of thousands of nerve endings located on the soles of each of your feet, and they shoot messages up to your brain in milliseconds, so you don't have to think about how to move your legs with every step, or is this ground going to be solid, or am I going to fall through? And so these nerve endings on the bottom of your feet literally make a map of your body. So if you were looking at your feet, your big toe would be your head, and then the instep of both of your feet makes your spine, and right under your pinky toe is your shoulders. So that kind of lays it out for you, and then you have your digestive system in the middle. And when you manipulate these points on the feet, they will shoot messages all the way up the nerve, and it really helps to unblock anything you got going on. It'll bring balance to these organs and body systems that you couldn't reach otherwise. Like, you're not going to necessarily go poke around in your kidneys, right? But if you reach them on the bottom of your feet, it can help your body to bring balance to these areas.
That is
so, which is
really
great
cool.
for pregnant people, because you don't necessarily want to be poking around in
sure.
all those delicate areas that mm-hmm. are growing a human. So this is kind of a non-invasive way to reach those points.
That's really
awesome.
Cool. And Matthew had his big old foot plopped up on the desk as you were describing, and he's pointing to all the areas that you were showing. So I got a visual as well as your description.
I sure did.
That's so cool. I dig it. I think that, like, that connection,
yeah,
and how everything.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, that's. Did you?
And, you know, the coolest part about it is this is not new. This has been one of the most widely used practices in the entire world for since medicine, and I quote unquote that, was around. People use self-care practices and acupressure points long before there was prescriptions and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, it's awesome that you tap back into that ancient wisdom. And, you know, like you said, it's been around for so long. And so it's a beautiful thing for us to sort of revisit, and for a lot of us to learn for the first time. And I dig what you're up to.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break right
okay.
now. And then, Matthew, I know you have a question. We'll dive into that. And then we'll have some action items for you mamas out there looking to employ some of this. So we'll be right back. Hello, DIAH mamas. Sarah here. Matthew and I just launched our latest production together, the Balanced Mama Moment audio series. Who is this for? Any mom looking for more balance in her life, and she's ready to start putting some conscious, powerful, loving, healing energy into herself. This is a guided audio experience of 20 tracks covering everything from how to make a balanced mama moment to body image, sex after motherhood, balance in your relationship, and so much more. We made this for moms just like you and me. So go to sarahbivens.com and click Balanced Mama to learn more and to sign up, because we don't think twice about investing in our kiddos. So let's take a moment to give back to ourselves. So go sarahbivens.com and click on Balanced Mama. Okay, so diving back in, Matthew, I know you had a question on deck you were ready to ask, so go, sir.
Yes, yes. So I have a friend who is pregnant, and she is due in, I believe, around Christmas time, so December. And whenever I talk to her, you know, she mentions the word that you said not too long ago. She's stressed. She's stressed, and she has a hard time relaxing. So when you were talking about, you know, just how important it is for pregnant mamas to relax, and how it's something easier said than done, you mentioned doing a body check-in. And so I'm curious, can you just describe to myself and the listeners, what exactly is a body check-in, and how does someone do it?
So a body check-in. Well, you just kind of want to get quiet for a moment, be aware of the different areas of your body, what's in pain, what might feel sluggish, what could use a little boost of energy, and depending on what you find, then you can employ these different methods of reflexology or aromatherapy to bring balance to those areas. And a great way to do that, if you're a really fidgety person or you can't just relax because your mind is too busy. So reflexology is so grounding in and of itself because you're working on the part of your body that's in touch with the ground, literally. So by touching the feet, you're going to induce relaxation pretty quickly. It can improve blood flow and circulation and just can help with pain management, and reflexology itself can help lower stress levels. So I would say if you need a body check-in, you can get quiet for a moment, use a golf ball or a tennis ball and roll it around underneath the bottom of your feet and just dropping that energy to your feet and becoming aware of your body is a great way to do a body check-in.
That feels so great. The ball thing on the foot, by the way. Yeah. I've definitely done that.
Oh, it's yeah. Awesome. I love that.
That's very cool. I like that. And my next thought was, okay, I wonder if my friend's partner will be down for you know, helping her out with the reflexology. But you know, you guys, as I mentioned at the top of the episode, you know, you have those awesome socks that tell you, you know, where to touch and what to do. And so that to me seems like a perfect thing to getting the partner involved with creating a little bit of stress relief.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can just be like, hey, I'm growing your baby. You can rub my feet for 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I think also there's benefits to you, buddy. Like, I'm happier. And when I'm happier, I feel like the whole house is happier. So rub my feet and I'll be less stressed and then you'll be less stressed.
Yeah, exactly.
So can you touch on the aromatherapy for a second? I know we've talked about it, you know, it's been dropped in, but what really the benefits are to that and what that does for your body, whether it's for like your neurosystem or, you know, relaxation, like what it does and what's behind that.
So the idea behind aromatherapy is basically plant medicine. You are collecting the essence of these plants. And there's a ton of studies done that show that peppermint oil is as effective as 300 milligrams of acetaminophen. And so our products and what we've created is kind of just an alternative to, you know, popping something in your mouth to help that headache go away, which you shouldn't really be doing when you're pregnant anyways. There's a ton of restrictions for what you can and cannot take. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a completely natural way of bringing yourself relief. And you can put the oils on the bottom of your feet too, depending on what you're having issues with, and the oils will really help drive that point home. I'm really obsessed with aromatherapy right now. It is like they smell so good, and you're bringing all this good stuff to your body too. That's just helping it balance out. And yeah.
Now, are there any particular scents that are great for birth?
For birth, we're working on that right now.
Cool.
So Yeah, I can't give you any info on that right this second. We have our headache blend, and we're working on our mood blend. And we have these really great diffuser necklaces that you can roll on the scent, because when we were in a meeting with a doula, she mentioned that something that might smell really great to you and is helping you along during the birth process might make you want to vomit right after you have the baby.
Yeah.
So by using these diffusers, you can kind of switch out that scent as well, depending on what you need.
Very convenient.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think it's great that you are working with a doula and getting their perspective and, you know, bringing your experience, your expertise, that ancient wisdom into what, you know, the what's going on in the room when a mama is experiencing those discomforts from pregnancy, or when she's, you know, about to bring forth baby. And so that's really awesome that you're bringing all that knowledge together to create your products.
Yeah.
So we've heard about the reflexology and those, you know, those points and using things like the maps and your socks and then aromatherapy. Is there anything else that you would recommend or suggest that mamas and mamas to be add into their kind of toolbox of self-care as they prepare for birth or maybe are actually going through birth? Anything else you'd like to add?
So along with the reflexology points and aromatherapy, on our website is specific stretches and polarity yoga exercises that go along with these points. And so I recommend, if you're having a lot of trouble with a certain symptom, to hit it from all three. So an oil, a reflexology point, and this exercise, and you're going to find that doing all those things together is really, really might just be the help you need.
Oh, that's fantastic. Hitting it from all angles.
Yeah, that's...
Hitting it from all the angles, and we're making that as easy as can be, so you don't have to do all of that research and go to school. It's just like, okay, this is my issue and this is how I can help it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Cause I mean, you're doing that, which is awesome. So that moms don't have to, you know, become an expert on how my toe connects to my liver or what oil to use or what pose I need to do. Like, just show me, because like you said, I'm growing this human, or I just pass this human through my body and now I'm taking care of them. It's like you don't maybe have time to become an expert in those things or to delve into ancient Chinese texts and decode everything. Like, that's not really what every mom is looking to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for. So, and we do have infant reflexology socks too that are catered to specific, you know, imbalances that infants go through.
That's super cool.
I love that. And I've heard, you know, from other moms who have done that, you know, it's great bonding time with baby. You know, it can be part of your routine, whether, you know, putting baby down to sleep, it's like put on the music, put on the oils, and like do a little like baby reflexology and get them all in that zone. So I've definitely heard of that, other moms utilizing that as part of their bonding time.
Oh yeah. It's very relaxing for both parties involved.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so for any and all of this stuff that we've been talking about, we will include notes to the Relievery on our website in the show notes. So go there to diahpodcast.com and we'll have everything there for you. And then also stay tuned to the end of the episode where I give you some more details on what Melinda talked about of, you know, a map and some other great goodies that the Relievery is offering our listeners. So hold tight and we'll go through that in a minute.
Yeah, and I don't think we've mentioned it yet, but, you know, Melinda, I want to share your website, and that's therelievery.com, therelievery.com, therelievery.com. And like Sarah just said, we're going to put links in the show notes and all that fantastic stuff.
Yes, and what I like, too, about the Relievery, you're running it with, like, your best friend, your best bud, and the two of you have created it together. I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, it all came about when she was pregnant and I was in school. So the idea just kind of bloomed and blossomed from there. And here we are.
Yeah. That's awesome. Melinda, thank you so much. You are awesome. You have so much knowledge and expertise. Besides the website, is there any way that listeners could get in touch with you if they wanted to learn more about what you do, or would the website be the best way?
The website is the best way.
Cool.
And you can find both of our emails and phone numbers on there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great. Great. Well, thank you so much again. We really appreciate you for hanging out with us. And I'm just excited to see more of the awesome stuff that you guys cook up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so as promised, the Relievery has gifted us with some really cool stuff for you listeners. So if you go to therelievery.com/sign-up, so sign up with a dash in between, enter in your email address, you will get a free copy of their foot map for birthing women. So this is part of that reflexology we were talking about, and it's an awesome guide to the different areas of the foot and how they correspond to spots in your body and how you can treat your feet with it. So go to therelievery.com/sign-up, and that will be up on our website with this episode's notes. So go to diahpodcast.com if you need that link, and it'll be there for you. Also, for the next month, anything you purchase from the Relievery's website with the code 20OFF, so 20 spelled out off, you will get 20% off your order. So how cool is that? So go right now to therelievery.com, get your free foot map, and get 20% off your order. And thank you, The Relievery and Melinda, for that sweet, sweet offer for our listeners.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.